We've got the team in from Lionheart, and we've kind of separated them out. We've got, well, you say you're going to be talking for about 10 minutes. Let's see if you can keep going for 10 minutes. Welcome back, Aidan. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good summer?
Yeah, pretty decent.
What'd you do?
Mainly cycling, bit of sports.
Bit of sports? What sort of sports are we doing?
Cricket, tennis, a little bit of basketball.
You don't like football, do you, if I remember rightly?
For the past, I don't know, week or so, I've been playing 30 with
really?
A bunch of mates.
Well, right, okay, that's new, because you didn't like it before. And you're not a Formula One fan either.
No.
But you like, what is it you like?
MotoGP.
And yeah, you're really into your mechanics, aren't you?
Yes.
So come on, how'd you do an oil change?
Well, for starters, you need to get a tub. Try and lift the car up, yeah. If possible. If not, then you're going to struggle quite a bit. Because most cars are low to the ground nowadays. Yeah, you got to find the drain bolt, undo it, make sure all the oil ends up in the tub, not under the car, everywhere.
Yeah,
and
like
then
that.
You got to get the oil filter, you got to undo that. Some mechanics like to tool tighten it, but it's specified that it's better to do it hand tight. So you take the oil filter off. If you can, buy a new one, untouched, unopened. And when you go to put the new one on, get a little bit of leftover oil and put it around the ring of the new filter. Gives it a better stick.
Okay, I've got loads of questions.
Of course you do.
First of all, from that, I didn't know that you're hand tight. Why only hand tight?
It's that way, if it's really tightly done by tools, anyone who goes to do their oil change by themselves might not have the right tool to undo it.
Okay, I thought it might be because it expands because it gets hot and
it does a little bit, yeah.
Right, okay, and the other thing, how often should you have an oil change?
Every 5,000 to 7,500 miles, or 6 to 12 months.
Wow, I haven't had one for years.
No, I bet you haven't.
No,
that forgetful, aren't you?
Maybe I'll get you around to sort that out. Now look,
I'll have to charge.
How much are you charging?
20 quid.
20 quid's not bad, is it? How long would it take you?
10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Max.
It's not bad, is it? Hey?
No.
£20 for 10 minutes work?
Mm.
All right, I might get you to polish the bonnet as well. How's that?
That'll be an extra tenner.
You'll go far, you will.
Yeah.
Now, look, we had a conversation out there, and it's interesting, because I've got to use my words carefully because I don't want to get you into trouble. But we started talking about energy drinks.
Yes.
And you made a comment. Do you remember what the comment was?
The energy drink I drink, one of those a day is better than having 3 coffees a day.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, that's something they don't tell you. I remember watching a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about the energy drinks, and they were trying to get them banned in schools.
Mm.
Okay, so and young kids shouldn't be drinking them and so on. But when you put it in such a way, you think, well, hang on a minute. What are you supposed to drink then? Because if they suddenly started drinking coffee and lots of it, it's the equivalent of. So what is the point?
Well, it's the equivalent of, if not worse, than actually having one a day. But one thing that I actually found out is that people with ADHD and stuff, when they have caffeine, it actually calms them rather than makes them hyper.
That was the other thing that was important to get across as well. And I didn't even give that a moment's thought, because why would I? I don't
exactly.
drink energy drinks, and I don't have ADHD or autism, or, you know. And I think, well, hang on a minute. And so you're the voice of those people.
Yeah.
How great is that? So the reason you drink an energy drink is genuinely because... Go on, tell us.
It's generally because, one, I like the taste of it, and two, it makes me calm throughout the day.
It calms you down?
Yeah.
So most people would have you believe that it doesn't, it makes you hyperactive.
Exactly.
Because it gives you energy, and so on. So how long, have you tried not having it, just to see what happens?
There's been a few days where, rather than having the energy drink I usually drink, I've gone with just water throughout the whole day, and you can see the difference in my activities.
Okay, that's interesting. And I say, what really annoys me is that our dearly beloved British media always put one side, they never put the other side, and they might not even be aware of that, but they are now. So thank you for making us aware of that. So every week, what I want you to do is come in and, you know, come up with some magical moments of, you know, radio from the other side of things. Like you just mentioned about your, and I don't know whether this is going to make you very popular at school or not, so I don't know whether to talk about it or not. You were telling me about a locker. Some yes. schools don't do the locker thing, but you get, you've got your own locker.
We got our own little locker, and we have to just chuck everything in it.
So, a day like today, have you got a coat?
I don't wear coats. I wear hoodies.
This is one of the biggest bugbears for me ever. It could be tipping it down with rain, and today it rained and it rained and it rained, and you didn't have a coat.
I had the thinnest hoodie in the world.
But if you did have a coat, or you've got a thin hoodie that is soaking wet, what do you do with it?
Usually at the Lionheart, they let us put it over the back of a chair next to a radiator.
That's warm cool. it up. That's cool. Dry
once,
it out.
Once it's dry, chuck it straight in the locker.
You've got radiators on this time of the year?
Not, don't usually have them on. It's no. more or less that they're a flip switch. So.
Okay. So basically, you're allowed to hang them over the back of a chair and so on. Mm. We've had youngsters in from other schools that have done things completely different. In some cases, they're not allowed to hang their coats anywhere near a chair or anywhere near the class itself. They really? Have to put it in their locker. And my thoughts are, if you're putting your books in your locker and your PE kit that you use later in there with a really wet coat, what's the point of that?
Well, all I know is that our PE kit is our school uniform. We don't have a second uniform just for PE.
Right, okay. So what you're wearing now is, if you're playing football later, that's what you're doing, yeah?
Pretty much.
That's what you're wearing now. Okay, interesting. Interesting point about the energy drink. I'm fascinated by that. Mm. You lasted sort of, you know, 7 or 8 minutes-ish. Is that all right?
We've
got to play a tune now. Do you want to introduce it? Is that one there, look?
Space by Ellie Irie.
Yeah, but you've got to sell it. You've got to be like energised by it. Imagine you've had one of those drinks, but it's energised you rather than chilled you out.
And next we're playing Space by Ellie Irie.
That's better. I was going to bring in the coffee.